So what we're looking to do is make sure that leadership behaviors and performance are a higher percentage of how that leader is rated, specifically not just looking at the results of the overall organization, but how they lead, how they manage their people, whether they're doing the right things in terms of diversity and inclusion, in terms of rewarding and recognizing, so that they're actually held accountable for doing what that SES status is about, leading. So right now what we're looking at doing is trying to figure out the right percentage and the right balance there. We know it needs to be higher, and we're talking that over with all of our leaders as well as our HR experts, and we're hoping to get a proposal out pretty soon, within the next year, probably the next few months, in terms of changing that number, fixing that number.
Now, is that something that would be changed just internally to DOT, or is that something that would go from an OPM standpoint government-wide? Do you know how that would work?
I believe OPM is looking at that themselves. We're talking about it within our area because we know that needs to happen, but OPM always is evaluating the SES performance management systems, and we're looking at it for not just our SESers actually, but for all leaders.
The other thing you talked about was around leadership is training for leadership, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that because you said you have a new executive coaching program. What does that entail and how does that work?
It's very popular across government as well as private industry right now. It entails an expert in leadership actually working with the leader to help them improve their leadership. So the areas where they're not strong, working with them to be better, so that they come in and if they're having a problem with connecting with their employees, they can connect better. If they don't communicate well with their employees, they can communicate better. It really involves looking at the person and figuring out what about them is inhibiting their ability to lead, and then how they can improve that so they can be a better leader.
And how do you look at that person? Is it done through their employees' evaluations? Do they sit down with an expert and they go through a survey, a questionnaire? How does that work?
A lot of different ways. And so it could be a lot of times leaders will get have a 360 conducted on them. They'll get those results. And what will happen is they'll be bothered by some of them and they don't understand why that happened. And so they might work with a coach. We have a program where they can just ask for a coach. We'll give them a coach. We have several of them internal and some of them are external. And they'll get a coach and say, why did they say these things? And the coach will engage them in why it bothers them so much, and then what they could do differently. And then some people will have a coach and the coach will follow them to meetings and just observe them and observe the reactions that people are having to them that they might not notice themselves, and then engage them in conversations around how they can improve. And sometimes it'll be a leader's leader who says, I want that person to get a coach. I think they have high potential, because we don't really advocate it for poor performing leaders, but more the good to great jump. And so a leader will say, they need to do a few more things and they could be great. And a coach could help them there. Those are usually the ways we find out, but leaders will even recommend to other leaders, their peers, I got a coach and this coach helped me with blah, blah, blah. I'm noticing you're having an issue with that too, or that might take you to the next level. Maybe you'll explore coaching.
Is that been accepted well by people? I mean, to have someone follow you around and then look at you and observe you, that's always a little weird for people. What's the reaction been, and how long has the program been in place? Speaking of, what's the reaction?
We've done it just over 2 years at DOT. I think some other agencies have had it a little bit longer, a few agencies. The reaction has been very positive, so the program has grown exponentially. We have had some of our leaders at the very top who have benefited quite greatly from it and insisted that their managers below do it. And their managers usually want to because they've seen the improvement within their leader. And they're like, yeah, I want that too. And then it takes any stigma away from it, and they recognize it's not about somebody performing poorly, it's about somebody getting better. We had a forum recently where we had some of our coaches sit down and be on a panel, and then we had some of the people who worked with the coaches, the leaders who worked with the coaches, talk about what they received from it. And our senior most leaders were telling to the audience, these are the things I got through coaching. And so I think it's being received well because our leaders are not afraid to talk about the fact that they had a coach and the benefits they received from it.
Part of the reason I guess you guys are doing this is you saw kind of a hole, because a lot of people who become leaders are thrust in that position because they were good at the operational piece. Maybe they were smart technically or understood the program really well, but then when they became a leader, it's that skill that's missing. I mean, that's what I hear a lot that happens, not just in government, but I think in private industry. Is that where this idea came from? I know you mentioned it was a private sector best practice as well.
It's one of the reasons we are doing it. Way too often we promote leaders based for the wrong reasons, specifically because they're an expert in their field and not an expert at leadership. And so, yeah, it kind of closes some of that gap. It also will help, in many cases, people who were not necessarily well-suited for leadership, and you're never going to close that gap. It helps them to identify that they don't want to actually be a leader. They'll be miserable people. Not in terms of a person, so they'll just be miserable every day doing that leadership role, and they really like doing the accounting or the finance that they were doing before. And they'll say, this is horrible. And it's about getting them out of that job so they can go back to where they were happy, and then people can actually thrive under a leader who wants to be there. So it really does help in many ways. It can help the leader make the right decision for them, and then it can help the leader be a better leader.
You mentioned the 360 review as well. Is that something that is also part of this executive coaching program, or is that something that's coming in kind of separately that you saw, again, another industry best practice?
So it's another industry best practice. We have been offering that to our leaders individually and ad hoc, and we piloted it in some of our sub-bureaus 2 years ago, and now we're rolling it out as a department for all of our SESers. And then after that, we will offer them coaching and training. So once they've identified areas where they can improve specific to them, we will offer them coaching and training so that they can get better. And that's going to be something we do biannually.
And the 360 review is the idea that you're being reviewed from the top and obviously from the bottom, meaning the people who work for you and the people you work for. That's the idea, so you understand how you interact both top-down and bottom-up.
And laterally. So your peers will also review you, and then any key stakeholders that you work with, maybe outside of your agency.
Is that a big change for SESers and for the people who have to do the reviews? Because a lot of times, you know, as a manager, you got to do a review, and it's that dreadful, oh, here we go again type thing. But are people more into the idea of, okay, well, now my input's actually going to help me in many different ways, not just I got to give someone bad news or tell someone they're doing a great job?
I think it depends on the person. Some people are excited to receive that kind of feedback and know how they're doing from the various stakeholders. And then others are a little afraid, and that's rightfully so because we haven't done it with a lot of people for a while. But definitely it will help them regardless. And as they get used to it doing it year after year, I think they'll see the value in it, and it will help them get better.
The other thing you mentioned was a new hiring tool. Talk a little bit about what that is. Is this for SESers and leaders, or is this for across the department?
It's going to be a series of hiring tools for leaders, and not just SES, all leadership, because we realize that in order to hire the best leaders, you need to hire on leadership skills. So we are partnering with different contractors to create leadership tools so that we can identify the best leaders, because we think our employees deserve that, and American citizens deserve the best leaders as well.
In terms of the tools, do you know which ones they are yet, or do you have an idea of multiple different tools? Is there any details behind that?
So we have not narrowed it down yet. We know we're going to look at situational judgment as one of the factors, but there are lots of tools out there, performance type tools like assessment centers and things like that. We're not sure exactly which ones we're going to go with. We're actually about to receive proposals now to see what the psychologist will recommend.
Yes.